Bailey Fritch is about to join us. He's down on the boundary line with Mickey Warner. Mick?
He certainly is, Matty. And Bailey, 4 and 4 goals yourself. Life's pretty good.
Yeah, unreal. Good to get another win on the board. And yeah, we'll look forward to next week now.
Horrible last year without crowds. That packed MCC for the Demons game just gives you another leg.
Yeah, the D supporters really flocked in today, and they were loud, and hopefully they keep going now.
Bailey, Tony Shaw, mate, wait, great game. I love the way that you go about your football. And just tell us, we were just saying that you know, a lot of sides other than Geelong who played in the grand final, you get a month's start, and these new rules, did you train to these new rules over the pre-season a fair bit?
Yeah, we did a lot of work from day one. We knew the rules were changing, and yeah, obviously from day one we were implementing them at training, and yeah, I think it's held us in good stead.
You play deep most of the time and roll up, but what do you see as your major talent? Like, what is your aerobic capacity like? Is it in? Can you tell us within, say, Melbourne over maybe a 2K or a 1K, is your capacity up there in the top 10 or something like that?
Yeah, I'd probably be 10 to 15, I reckon, middle of the road. Okay. So, yeah, try and... I don't want to be one-dimensional, so obviously I try and do my air stuff and play deep, but if I've got to get up the ground when, if, like, track or someone rests down forward, I'm happy to do that as well.
Gee, you're a cold stream boy, mate. You would have had snow up there today, wouldn't you?
Yeah, would have been pretty cold.
Hey, Bailey, what about your backline, mate? It must give you great confidence when the ball goes in there at the moment. The opposition just cannot take marks, and you lost Stephen May early, and you just didn't miss a beat. What's the big difference down there? Has it been Tomlinson locking away, and obviously Jake Lever being fit and ready to go this year?
I think those three just having real continuity over the preseason. They all did a full preseason, worked really well together, and obviously Maisie went down early, which wasn't great, but like Tomo did well in Hawkins after that, and they sort of just one man in, one man out. I think Gus might have played a little bit half back in that second half, which was good as well.
What about your midfield? I mean, they've always been so good at winning in contested footy. Look at Truck today and Oliver and Viney. They've all had 14, 15, 16 contested possessions. You know you're going to get that, but I just feel like even the defensive running from your midfield has really improved this year. You've had 82 tackles today.
Yeah, Clary especially. He's tackling, and I think Track's taken that to another level. And then with the silver service from Max coming out of the middle offensively, it's you're licking your lips when they're coming out of the centre square.
What about your forward line? We're just talking about it. It's an embarrassment of options at the moment. You've got Ben Brown and Wiedemann obviously on the sidelines, but it's a good problem to have, isn't it? Like young Luke Jackson, I think you definitely need him with the ruck support that he gives. So there's a real fight for positions in that front half.
Yeah, definitely. There's pressure for spots. And, yeah, Whedon, Brownie got through a half or three quarters yesterday, so they'll go again next week, and then they'll be pressing for selection. So, but, yeah, Luke Jackson's been unbelievable. The work he does in the ruck, and then it releases Max to the forward line. I think it's gave us something a different look this year, and it's really working.
Well done, Bailey. Big scalp today, mate. Great start to the season, buddy. Thank you very much for having a chat.
Too easy. Thanks, guys.
Bailey Fritch joining us down there in the Melbourne rooms.